as we put this show together, strong winds were forecast to be blowing across the U.S. state of California, and that's probably the last place that needed them. Three major wildfires are burning in the state, one in Northern California, two in Southern California, and they've caused an extraordinary amount of destruction in a relatively short amount of time. At least 25 people have been killed across the state. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people have had to leave their homes. And the town of Paradise, which is home to about 26,000 people in the central part of Northern California, has been mostly burned up. More than 6,400 homes have been lost there alone, plus more than 250 other buildings in the area. That makes the Campfire, the name of the blaze that scorched Paradise, the most destructive wildfire in California's history as far as property damage goes. The weather is making things worse. The humidity is low, and the Santa Ana winds, hot, dry gusts that blow in from the desert this time of year, help fires spread by pushing them along. There was a break on Saturday when the Santa Ana winds temporarily died down, and firefighters did all they could to take advantage of the better conditions to save lives and homes. But meteorologists expected the winds to pick back up on Sunday and blow across parts of the state through Thursday. The observance that became Veterans Day was first held on November 11, 1919, on the first anniversary of the armistice that ended fighting in World War I. The 100th anniversary of that event was yesterday, when Veterans Day and Armistice Day events were held throughout the world. At the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, U.S. President Donald Trump joined dozens of other world leaders for an event paying tribute to the millions who died in the Great War. This was the largest ceremony that commemorated the armistice, but not the only one. Members of Britain's royal family, led by Queen Elizabeth II, attended an event at London's Cenotaph. And in Washington, D.C., at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie placed a wreath in honor of the fallen.